stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. Security has increased in Bangladesh's capital Saturday following the 11-hour standoff with a group of militants who killed 20 mostly foreign civilians at an upscale restaurant. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack in Bangladesh, but the identity of the attackers has not been confirmed. International reaction to the attack has been swift. In Kazakhstan, the ambassador to India said his country would work toward coordinating global efforts against militancy during its tenure in the United Nations Security Council.
I think that during Security Council seat, we will work on these issues to coordinate all the countries' efforts to fight terrorism, because terrorism is not acceptable. What happened in Turkey, what happening in Bangladesh, it's not acceptable. We are living in 21st century and we are facing such challenges. It's awful.
Members of the UN General Assembly voted Kazakhstan, Sweden and Bolivia and Ethiopia into the Security Council back in June of 28 of this year. A U.S.-led coalition airstrike has killed two top Islamic State military commanders near Mosul. The Pentagon says the deputy minister of war, who led Islamic State's capture of the Iraqi city in 2014, died in the attack. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said removing terrorist leaders from the battlefield shapes the environment of the Iraqi forces to ultimately liberate Mosul with support from the international coalition. After freeing the city of Fallujah from the Islamic State, Iraqi forces are now turning their attention to Mosul, Iraq's second largest city. This is VOA News. The government